Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is Life After Birth. This is the title of today's story. In a mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" The other replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what we will be later." "Nonsense," said the first. "There is no life after delivery. What kind of love would that be?" The second said, "I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouth. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand now." The first replied, "That's absurd. Walking is impossible, and eating with our mouth? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need, but the umbilical cord is so short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded," the second insisted. "Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's difficult than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore." The first replied, "Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from there? Delivery is the end of life, and in the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere." "Well, I don't know," said the second, "but certainly we will meet mother and she will take care of us." The first replied, "Mother? You actually believe in mother? That's laughable. If mother exists, then where is she now?" The second said, "She's all around us. We're all surrounded by her. We all love her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist," said the first. "Well, I don't see her, so it's only logically that she doesn't exist," to which the second replied, "Sometimes when you're in silence and you focus and listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above." Perhaps this was one of the best explanations for the concept of God, the only God, Allah.
Seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iArab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and this program is about different moral lessons that we read in the beautiful stories that we listen. And, you know, the purpose of this program is to talk about these lessons and, you know, expound them in order for us to make use of them in our daily life. Okay, the story we just listened to might be representative of one of the most common situations that all of us have experienced. You know, confronting with people who deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His purposeful creation. Expressions of the sensus divinitatis have appeared in cultures and religions all over the world, despite them being widely separated by time, geography, and language. In Islamic spiritual terms, this is because God took primordial covenant with every person before the world was created that they would recognize their creator. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His holy book says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى، شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. Prophet, when your Lord took out the offspring from the lions of the children of Adam and made them bear witness about themselves, he said, Am I not your Lord? And they replied, Yes, we bear witness. So you cannot say on the day of resurrection, we were not aware of this. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 172. So the interpretation of this verse signifies that the primordial covenant results in the innate impulse within people to seek out the higher power that they can sense. Okay, now let's go for a short break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Well, we are talking about some justifications that we can bring to the unbelievers about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about the instinct that requires Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a praiseworthy power above all. And the second justification could be the existence of peace and contentment. You know, the light of the knowledge of God is found in the guidance, spiritual direction, and the sense of peace that believers attain by practicing Islam. It can fill the spiritual void in all of us. The greatest proof for the existence and lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is discovered in the visceral experiences of the heart through which the believers find comfort, inner peace, moral education, and meaning in life, the spiritual fruits of true religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون من عمل صالح من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. To whoever, male or female, does good deeds and has faith, we shall give a good life and reward them according to the best of their actions. Surah An-Nahl, verse number 97. You know, the Holy Book of Quran promises those who have faith that they will live a good life and move into an infinitely greater existence in the afterlife. The peace that believers experience in this life is only a brief taste of the peace to come in the hereafter. Reflecting upon this fact day after day in prayer contributes to a state of calm and tranquility. The Holy Prophet said, He has tasted the sweetness of faith who is content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Lord, Islam as His religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as His Prophet. The contentment described in this hadith consists of a stability of being that protects believers from oscillating between extremes of momentary euphoria and sorrow, such that they can remain in a state of calm and tranquility regardless of what is happening in their lives. The case for God's existence in the Holy Book of Quran is straightforward, easy to comprehend, and supported by logic and sound reasoning. You know, conviction in faith is attained when the basic faculties of the heart and mind combine in reflection upon the facts of existence and the message of the prophets. Knowledge of the divine is a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the hearts of people. First and foremost, and no amount of argumentations can insert his light into the hearts of those who cannot see it. Our role as believers is to be the best examples of our faith that we can possibly be, and to make the case for Islam with grace, compassion, and beautiful preachings, to offer goodwill to all, and to pray for the guidance of those who need it. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. Today we talked about some justifications to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the unbelievers, and I hope that you have enjoyed this episode and made some implementations out of it, in fact. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.